Monday, Labor Day, the seventh day of September 2015, Santa Barbara, California, Robert wrote the following. Let us continue with our regular conversation and see where it leads. There is always much to talk about when there is no real subject, so the ultimate outcome is to feel good and know that we had a good conversation. Let us look at what is happening on fronts that you do not know about. The Galactic Council has recently met with the Council of Galaxies to ratify the new arrangements concerning the elevation of Earth and its inhabitants to the ranking of galactic star. This is integral with the movement of the Galactic Federation and the Galactic Fleet to a position where there is a direct connection to its members who are dispersed among the citizens of Earth and ready to move at a moment's notice. The Galactic Federation has jurisdiction over the policies of the Galactic Command, which operates and supports the Galactic Fleet, but has no control over the movement and deployment of the fleet. Each Galactic Council answers to the Council of Galaxies on all matters, including the deployment and support of the fleet and its access to various parts of each galaxy. The Council of Galaxies has been focused on the provision of facilities from many different parts of many universes to achieve the elevation of planet Earth, and has a vested interest in the success of every part of the operation. The installation of transformers that enable the transfer of matter into the physical plane has been very successful, and the facilities required for the elevation of mankind are now in place. Galactic Command is now being activated in the people of Earth, and the connection to their ships is almost ready to be made an active part of their lives. The Federation has been in activation mode for many years, and people who have been advised of their position are continually interacting with the Federation to solidify policy and to solidify the Federation as a powerful body throughout the universe. Pardon me. Throughout the galaxy. The Council of Galaxies has relied heavily on the Galactic Federation and the Galactic Fleet and has continued to maintain a balance in the flow of facilities and resources by requesting the fleet relocation from time to time to persuade various forces to curtail their unbalanced activities. On this occasion, the Council of Galaxies has requested a concentration of the fleet in the vicinity of Earth to hold the field stable and encourage its movement through the general consciousness of humanity. This has been accepted by the Galactic Council and agreed by the Federation. An action has been taken by Galactic Command to bring the fleet and all its facilities into the local galaxy of Earth to commence its positive influence on the various fields that affect Earth and its inhabitants. From here, you will see much movement that will not even be remembered as one single event. The general condition of Earth and its inhabitants will improve, and many new characters will appear in the focus of everyday politics in the various countries of the world. There will be a total shift in the acceptance level of every being, and the tendency towards the lower vibrations will disappear out of every aspect of physical life. As Earth and its inhabitants respond to the high-level activation of familiar fields, there will be a natural tendency to maintain those fields, and in a very short time, the influence will be removed to allow everyone and everything the independence of maintaining their own world in its pursuit of recognition as a galactic star. On the home front, there are many new influences that you will bring to society. The activation of your business will come quickly, and the influence of Simeon will grow in everyone's life. Your presentations will continue to enhance the presence of everyone, and your writing will take on many new forms to encourage others to motivate the natural flow of stories that elevate everyone's experience and bring nothing but good news to everyone's life. Many people will be healed, and your lighthearted presence will be recognized throughout the world. The combination of influences from every direction will achieve what has to date been impossible. There is no doubt that this will be achieved, and the people of Earth will enjoy a life that has never been revealed on the physical plane. Magic and miracles, laughter and celebration will fill everyone's life, and there will be no time in the evaluation of any circumstance or event to hamper the brilliance of every moment.